Hi, I'm Madeline Shebs, and welcome to the Weekday Meditation. I'm so glad you joined us today. For the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck Allen will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you into a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So settle in and let's join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for joining me on this Weekday Meditation. It's a time that we want you to be able to find peace, power, and direction from our Creator. Today, I want to take a short time in Mark's Gospel, chapter 6 and verse 4, where Jesus says, "A prophet is honored everywhere except in his own hometown and among his relatives and his own family. And because of their unbelief, he couldn't do any miracles among them except to place his hands on a few sick people and heal them. And he was amazed at their unbelief. Then Jesus went from village to village teaching the people." My friend, let me ask you a question. Because of your following Jesus, maybe for some time, have you forgotten to be in awe of the fact that he's still in the miracle business? Have you forgotten and been left thinking, well, it's just religion and it's just what I do. I go to church, but there's nothing in you that says, I know that God cares and he is working in my life. Well, Jesus says, the closer you are, sometimes the harder it is to believe. Like, I've written some books and some articles, and I do 7 podcasts a week, and I write a blog. And you know what's interesting? The people that know me best are often the people that are least likely to read those or listen to those. You know why? Because a prophet is not without honor except in his own country. I invite you today to take a look at what you're close to, and you might be taking full and complete just nonchalance with. Maybe you're just assuming that everything's okay, but it's just because you're so close to it, you've forgotten the grandeur and the beauty and the miracle in it. So I invite you now to listen to the voice of God as he tries to say to you, "Remember me, I'm the one that breathed life into your lungs. I am the one that sustains you. I am the one that cares for you, and I am the one that keeps you, and I am the one that will carry you in victory all the way to heaven's gates." Oh, my friend, don't miss that. Let's take a couple of breaths and prepare ourselves for quietude, solitude, and meditation. I believe these breaths are like a door, and you can treat them like you're walking out of the ridiculous pace of life and into quietude with our Heavenly Father. Let's breathe. Hold it, and this time up through your nose, hold it, and then out through your mouth. You ready? And now, friend, it's a great time for you to stop and listen to the promptings of God as he gives you direction and clarity. And my prayer today is he might reveal something that's close to you that you've really taken full and complete recognition that you don't honor it anymore. And something that he might remind you, it may be small in your life, but it's miraculous all the same. It could be as simple as your spouse's love or your child's adoration, but whatever that is, let the Lord remind you of that as we take a couple of minutes and listen to his voice. I'll be back in just a couple moments. Well, verse 6 in that text says, and he was amazed at their unbelief. Isn't that awful that Jesus might look at us and be amazed at our disbelief or unbelief? And then it says Jesus went from village to village. He left there. He left there to go to other villages, teaching people, healing people, because in his own hometown, people couldn't rescue their thoughts that he was the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords because he had simply grown up around them. My friend, don't take for granted what the Lord has around you all day, every day. God bless you, friend. We'll see you back on another weekday meditation.
I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the Weekday Meditation on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. If you're looking for more resources like this one, just jump over to our sister podcast, The Weekday Podcast, and add a cup of encouragement to your day. It's just 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week. Pastor Chuck will be back tomorrow with another Weekday Meditation. Thanks for joining us today, and go in peace.